Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for the Christophers, and today I'll be sharing Christmas music from Christian singer-songwriter J.J. Heller, whose new album, Unto Us, honors the traditional holiday songs she grew up listening to while also including some new ones. We'll also chat about how being a mom affected her experience of Christmas and how she makes sure to keep the focus on Christ during the holidays. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. Every year when the Christmas season comes around, singer-songwriter J.J. Heller is transported back to her childhood when she and her family would decorate the tree, drive around the neighborhood looking at Christmas lights, and open gifts on Christmas morning. And all those memories include music. Now, as an adult who's a popular indie artist, J.J. wanted to create an album that could serve as the soundtrack to other families' Christmases and also ensure that the message of Christ remains part of their holiday celebrations. She recently did just that on her album, Unto Us, and she's joining me today to talk about it. But first, I want to share a clip from Unto Us. Here is J.J. Heller singing her original song, Christmas Is Here.
Join in.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up, and we just heard a clip of the song Christmas Is Here from J.J. Heller's album Unto Us, and I am happy to have J.J. on the phone with me now. J.J., thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Now, one of the things I love about the track Christmas Is Here that we just heard is that it manages to celebrate the spirit and the spirituality of the season. So what did you draw on when writing that song?
Well, I was sitting up in my house, in one of the rooms on the second story, and I love writing songs in that room. And I was looking out the window, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and it doesn't snow here very often. And so when it does, it's just like magic. And so I was sitting up there, and it was snowing, and I was looking over all the rooftops, and it was as if they were covered with diamonds and they were sparkling. Oh. And I was just reminded of kind of the magic of Christmas time and winter, and thinking about, you know, being a kid and all of those great memories and just like what it means to be a kid celebrating Christmas. And so I kind of wanted to write about all of those magical Christmas moments, mm-hmm. and then point it all back to Christ, because that's what the season is all about, just coming to adore Jesus and singing to him and celebrating his birth.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's important that you just mention it, since Christmas is a religious holiday, but it can get too secularized. So I love the fact that your album, you celebrate the secular parts of the season, the fun parts of the season. But like you said, you pointed back toward Jesus. How important is it for you, especially, and for your fans too, to combine those two elements in this CD?
Well, yeah, I mean, when my husband and I were trying to figure out what kind of album we wanted to make, I was just thinking about my own childhood and how pretty much all of my Christmas memories are attached to music of some sort. And I grew up listening to Amy Grant, Christmas music, and Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas.
Sure.
And then later Sarah McLachlan's Christmas album. And all of those songs kind of influenced the way that my album sounds. And it has kind of a classic feel and also really nostalgic and whimsical and kind of celebrating the childlike wonder that comes around at Christmas. And so in doing that, we wanted to make a combination of just celebrating the family element and the wonder that surrounds Christmas, but also make it a point to focus on Jesus and the birth of Christ, because that's the whole reason why we celebrate. And so I feel like, you know, we accomplished that with the album, just the elements of Christ, and also just how I think it also brings joy to God's heart that it's a season that we come together with our families and our friends, mm-hmm. and we express gratitude and generosity through gift giving. And so it's just all of those elements together makes Christmas the wonderful thing that it is.
It is. No, you're absolutely right. I'm talking to JJ Heller about her Christmas album called Unto Us. Her website is jjheller.com. And you mentioned the Amy Grant's Christmas CDs before. And, you know, I'm dating myself by saying I have Amy Grant's audio cassette of Home for Christmas in my car. And one of my favorite aspects of that album is the fact that she has kids singing on so many of the different songs, like The Night Before Christmas and such. And you put kids choirs on your album too. What do you feel their voices add to the spirit of this album?
Oh, the childlike wonder. When we had the idea to have the children's choir, it was just all kind of theoretical, and we were hoping that it would bring that sense of whimsy to mm-hmm. it. But when they actually sang on it that day, oh my goodness, it was just like magic. And they were so amazing. And I think it's one of the most important elements on the album. And it's just a good reminder to go into the season. I know that, you know, for a lot of people, sometimes Christmas is associated with hard feelings of loss or loneliness or maybe cynicism. And I feel like the children kind of remind us of the innocence and just the wonder that I think that the Lord wants us to experience at Christmas, just having open hearts of hope with hopeful anticipation.
Yeah, well, along those lines, your original song on the album is called Oh to See Christmas, and it's about viewing the holiday through the eyes of a child. We're going to play a clip of the song a little bit later, but first, tell us, was that song inspired by your own kids?
Totally. Yep, so I have two little girls. Lucy is just about to turn 8, and Nora is 5, and it has been the biggest gift to celebrate Christmas with kids, because I think it just brings it alive again in a way that I didn't really anticipate. Because I think of my own childhood and all of the wonderful memories that I had. Like every year, my family would drive from Northern California down to Southern California, and we would spend Christmas with my grandparents and all my cousins. And one of the things that we did at my grandparents' house was we would put on a record of polka music and all of the cousins would dance around the Christmas tree. We would put the Christmas tree in the middle of the room and we would just dance around and be totally silly. And then, you know, I grew up and stopped dancing to polka music. But now I have my own kids, and it's so fun to see them be silly and act excited and just see the wonder in their eyes when they see the Christmas tree lit up and all of the gifts underneath. So it's having children has brought Christmas to life again in a way that I didn't ever anticipate.
Since JJ and I are talking about the song "O to See Christmas," it's the perfect time to listen to a clip of it. So here's JJ Heller singing "O to See Christmas."
Little feet walking down the stairs. Little hearts filled with love to share. Music and laughter all around. What a lovely sound. Oh, to see Christmas through the eyes of a child for the first time. For the first time. Oh, to see Christmas with our eyes open wide. It's my favorite time of the year.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up, and you just heard JJ Heller singing her original song, "O to See Christmas," from her album, Unto Us. And now here's more of my conversation with JJ. A lot of studios tend to release Christmas albums, but you're an independent artist, and you and your fans funded this directly. What was that experience like of having your fans fund the album, and how did it make you feel, the fact that they actually, you know, they gave you money that you could produce this real passion project?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's an unbelievable feeling. Because I've had sort of an interesting career, an unusual story. I mean, when my husband and I started making music right after we got married 13 years ago, we were kind of okay with the thought that, you know, we're just going to do our thing. We're probably never going to have any music on the radio, but that's okay. We're just going to write the songs that God gives us to write, and we're just going to be faithful and kind of truck along in our own little way. And then about 7 years ago, one of our songs miraculously ended up on the radio, and all of a sudden we got all of this publicity that we never thought possible. And then there was like another song that followed that, and both of those songs we're very heartfelt and kind of about seeing the Lord working through the pain that we experience in our lives. And so for all those people who were exposed to my music, they got really attached to those songs because they were really meaningful to them in that season of their life. And mm-hmm. So I feel like I don't have the biggest fan base ever, but they are so committed and they're very faithful. And so when my husband Dave and I had the idea to make this Christmas album on a really grand scale, like hiring the children's choir and hiring an 8-piece string section and hiring Brown Bannister, who is a really wonderful producer who actually produced Amy Grant's Home for Christmas album all those years ago, okay. Which was one of our album inspirations. So we just wanted to make this timeless album, and we knew that it was going to be expensive. And we thought, you know, what if we invited our fans to be a part of it? And they just totally blew us away with their generosity. And you know, it's a humbling experience to come and say, you know, hey, we would love your help in making this. And just over and over, people, their responses were, thank you so much for inviting us to be a part of this and mm-hmm. just telling us that, you know, the Lord has used our music in their lives to help them in a lot of ways. And this was their chance to do something kind for us in return and to help us continue making more music and putting it out into the world. And so, man, it has been, I mean, talk about Christmas presents. This has been, you know, an incredible gift to me and my family.
Yeah, no, I think it's been a wonderful response, and you did an outstanding job. I mean, whenever I look for Christmas albums, I look for not just the standards, but I love to hear new original Christmas songs that really touch me. And the ones we're playing on the show today, Christmas Is Here and "O to See Christmas," I think you did a really excellent job writing original Christmas songs that capture the spirit of the season, the joy of the season, and you know, the spirituality of the season. So you know, I think your fans' faith in you was well rewarded. You know, you well rewarded them with your work here on Unto Us.
Oh, thank you so much. We wrote a ton of Christmas songs actually for the album, but we knew that especially when it comes to Christmas songs, people have really high standards, you know, because we want to hear the songs that we grew up with and the traditional songs. And but everybody also wants to hear new songs because they kind of get tired of the old songs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like it's the standards are so high. And so in choosing our original songs to put on the album, we just only wanted to put songs on that we were absolutely in love with. Mm-hmm. And it's been so cool because I just asked on Facebook the other day to my fans, you know, now that you guys have had a chance to listen to the album a few times, what is your favorite songs or what are your favorite songs? And pretty much all of them mentioned my originals, which was awesome. So that was a super encouraging to hear. So it's, I couldn't be happier with the way that the album turned out and with the response. And I just feel really, really blessed.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to something you said before. I'm going to just put it out there. Maybe your next album could be an original polka album.
Oh, yes, brilliant.
Maybe the fans will step up and make it happen. We'll see. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I'm talking to J.J. Heller about her Christmas album, which is called Unto Us. And I have to say, when I heard the album title, it took me back to my college days when I was in the chorus and we performed selections of Handel's Messiah every Christmas, and that song with the string of eighth notes I could never quite master. But did Handel's Messiah inspire this album in some way?
Yeah, well, that song in particular, the album is named after. There's also an original song called Unto Us. And I love Handel's Messiah. And the lyrics, of course, are taken directly from scripture. And so that song, the chorus is, Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and he shall be called Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. And so that, of course, is the heart of the album, celebrating the coming of our King and just the fact that the creator of the universe would humble himself to come down to be born as a tiny baby is just miraculous and totally worth celebrating. So that's what I'm hoping that the album does this season.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the faith-based angle of your work in general. So how did the seeds of faith get planted in your life in a way that made them take root? I mean, has your faith journey, has it been like a straight line? Has it zigged or zagged?
I was fortunate to grow up in a Christian family, and so I went to church from the time I was born. And so I grew up hearing Bible stories and memorizing scripture. And my dad actually is a Bible teacher at a Christian high school and has been since I was a baby. And so I've had the blessing of hearing the truth about who God is from the time I was little. And I think the challenge that comes with that, though, is kind of claiming my faith as my own, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, just going through the motions and believing it because that's what my parents told me to believe. And so when I went to college, I feel like that was a really pivotal time in my faith journey. And I was kind of, I went to a Christian college and I was taking a whole bunch of theology classes, and I think the Lord was really working on my heart, and I was kind of struck with the first time of my own depravity, of my own sinful nature, and thinking like, oh no, am I really a Christian? Do I really love God? Because I sin all the time, and you know, starting to get afraid that, you know, mm-hmm. maybe I'm not really saved. And then from that point, though, the Lord just gently showing me what grace is, and that my salvation is not determined by how good a person I am, but it's determined by Christ's sacrifice for me. It's because God and because Christ is so good that I get to have a relationship with the Lord. And I feel like I'm still on that journey now as a 36-year-old, just trying to figure out more of who God is and more of who I am because of who He is. And so it's definitely a journey. And I feel like, you know, there's a long way to go, but I'm so comforted by God's unfailing faithfulness. And, you know, whether I'm moving on a straight line or zigzagging back and forth, He is always faithful. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier in the interview about, you know, times of struggle in your life that you endured and you know, worked their way into your music sometimes. During those times of struggle, sometimes people can have their faith shaken. Is that what happened to you, or were you able to lean on your faith as a support during that time?
I feel like my struggles, and my struggle specifically, has been with anxiety and panic attacks, and those kind of came on about 13 years ago at the time when Dave and I got married. Just there were so many big life changes going on, and my mom was severely depressed at the time, and I think my body didn't know how to handle everything, and so I started having panic attacks, and it took me several years to kind of figure out how to get that under control, and the Lord just kind of slowly leading me down a path of healing. But it was during that time too where I was so aware of my need for Him that I was praying all the time. And I feel like my struggles led me closer to the Lord. And I know that, you know, that's not everyone's story. But for me, that's kind of what happened. And I, you know, moment by moment, I was, you know, asking the Lord to get me through and to give me courage and to just remind me of His presence. And so He was really good to me at that time. And it's funny because, you know, none of us pray for bad things to happen. Like, we don't say, "Oh Lord, please give me some tragedy to endure." But looking back, those are always the times when we tend to press into the Lord and we feel close to Him because we know that we can't make it without Him. And those are the times where we grow. And so as I get older and those hard things happen, I think the Lord is slowly changing my heart to be a little bit more receptive to those things. So when they start to happen, instead of saying like, no, please take it away, to instead pray, you know, "Lord, please show me what you need to show me through this situation and give me the strength to get through it and help this make me a stronger and more compassionate person."
I'm talking to JJ Heller. Her Christmas album is called Unto Us. Her website is jjheller.com. That's H-E-L-L-E-R. In our final minutes, I just want to touch on this because the Christophers who sponsor this show, everything we do revolves around this motto: it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. You were kind of alluding to this before in your previous answer, but when you do hit times of darkness now, what do you do to light that metaphorical candle to move toward a brighter future?
I think for me, the Lord has given me an outlet to write songs. And for example, I have a song called Your Hands, and that's the song that I wrote about my panic attacks. And the first line of the song says, I have unanswered prayers. I have trouble I wish wasn't there. But then the chorus moves into to say, when my world is shaking, heaven stands. And when my heart is breaking, I never leave your hands. And so the way that I process through is a lot of times writing songs. And And that was a song that miraculously ended up on the radio about a year and a half after I wrote it. And here's this song that was written out of the depths of my despair.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got played on the radio, and we started to get this flood of email messages and Facebook posts and letters from people from all around the country telling us, you know, thank you so much for writing this song, because the Lord used it in my life at the exact moment that I needed to hear it. And
wow.
It has given me hope and peace and reminded me of the truth. And so, you know, out of this really dark time in my life, the Lord was able to use that for good, to encourage the lives of thousands of people who I've never even met. And He's just so amazing at doing that, of taking our brokenness and turning it into something beautiful.
Yeah. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I've been talking to J.J. Heller about her Christmas album, Unto Us, and about her life and music career in general. There's a lot of wonderful music on this Christmas album, including Christmas Is Here, which we heard, Odyssey Christmas, Winter Wonderland, White Christmas, Count Your Blessings, a lot of the traditional songs that J.J. grew up with, plus a couple of originals that add really a lot of joy and spirituality to the holiday season. So check out jjheller.com for Unto Us, and for her other music too, because this is a woman of deep faith, and she brings out her feelings of brokenness into her songs, and those feelings of brokenness can then heal herself and heal other people in the process, because God is using her. So J.J. Heller, thank you so much for being on the show today and for making such a wonderful Christmas album.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
In a world with millions of distractions, it's all too easy to lose sight of God in the midst of housework or homework or a hard day at the office. Yet God continues to speak to you, even in your busiest or most distracted moments. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Listening When God Speaks. It shares stories about people who have learned to recognize God's voice in their lives and offers advice on how you can do the same. To request your free copy of Listening When God Speaks, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.